blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Gary Bays, attorney with Olson, Frank, and Weta, brought this to my attention, and I am shocked. The U.S. Supreme Court made a ruling that gives California the right to deny the sale of pork and veal and other farm products in California unless producers comply with that state's confinement standards. California should not be able to adopt trade barriers designed to dictate to farms in other states. And now farmers in the Midwest and other states will have to spend millions in new livestock facilities or just go out of business. I thought we had free trade between states. Okay, next subject. We haven't escaped the COVID-19 virus yet. In the United States, every state reports an increase in new cases. Trader anxiety is one reason the stock market took a dive on Monday. Crude oil prices slid 7.5%. We're starting to worry about U.S. economic recovery and the rest of the world. It doesn't provide much confidence since our relationship with China just hit another rough spot. This Monday, the U.S., Europe, and other world powers have accused the Chinese government of a broad array of cyber attacks. Microsoft was just one of a large number of other companies that were targeted. A White House statement read, "China's pattern of irresponsible behavior in cyberspace is inconsistent with its stated objective of being seen as a responsible leader in the world." End of quote. But I'm starting to think that with all the technology that the world has today, there's no security for anyone or any company. Spyware hacks are everywhere. And on the farm front, prices of most commodities are holding up in spite of the uncertainty. Some of our toughest competitors have suffered severe weather problems. Soybean crop in Brazil was pretty good, but the drought has seriously cut their corn yield. And dry weather in Canada, here in the United States, and on the West Coast and some northern states are taking a toll also. On the farm front, did you know that China has been buying up U.S. farmland? They have bought 192,000 acres. Now, that's not very much since we have 900 million acres, but some government officials want to keep an eye on their ownership. It could become a national security issue. And also, China does own our biggest pork processing company, Smithfield. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.